There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
While the trees grow, while the streams flow, while the winds blow, we will be free. Free as tree growing, free as streams flowing, free as tree winds blowing, evermore free. While the trees grow, while the streams flow, while the winds blow, we will be free. Free as trees flowing, growing, free as streams flowing, free as winds blowing, evermore free. The desire of the spirit is to free itself from all the entanglements. The desire of the soul is for liberation. The soul wants to unclutch itself from all the bonds, chains, all the shackles. There is an intense desire within to become free, because all the chains, all the shackles, all the prisons, they make the spirit unhappy, while the very basic nature of the spirit is freedom. Because only in the state of freedom that it can experience its original nature of peace, of love, of purity. And one of the methods to achieve that freedom is to remember the one who is the liberator, the final, the ultimate liberator. Soul has tried almost all methods, all means to free itself, but ultimately was at a loss. So when the liberator comes, Mukti Data, he teaches just one method of liberation, and that is remembrance. In the Sikh literature, in Dasham Granth by Sri Guru Govind Ji Sahib, there is Jap Sahib, there is one more, Japuji Sahib. That's why the first Guru, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and the last Guru, Sri Guru Govind Singh, there is Jap Sahib. So there are quotations scattered in the Murli from these two scriptures, Japuji Sahib and Jap Sahib. And many sayings like Jap Sahib to Sukh Mile. If you remember him, you will get happiness. But the meaning of Jap is something more. It is to chant. to whisper slowly is jap. People often do that with a rosary. So Baba says, now the liberator has come, and if you want to become free, remember him, chant him. But this chant is unlike the chants performed in the path of bhakti. This is the chantless chant, ajap ajap. This is chantless chant. There are three types of chanting. First, you speak loudly, where others can hear. Ram, 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 Ram. That's how they do. So that is the first type of chant, loud chant. The second type of chanting is, you speak in the mind. You don't move lips, but you speak in the mind. And what is the third type of chant? Okay, that rosary you are saying, that included in first. Instrument, loudly, rosary, everything first. Third is automatic chanting. You don't do anything, neither with mouth or mind. It is automatic. For example, there was Swami Ramatirtha. He was a great devotee of Rama. So once he was sleeping in his room, he was deep asleep and snoring. And his disciple, who was sleeping outside, hears one voice, Ram, Ram, Ram. So he comes inside the room and searches from where this voice is coming. But he sees his master is sleeping, and that too snoring. So definitely the voice cannot come from him. So he starts searching, where is the source of this chant? But he cannot find anywhere. So he comes out of the room, but the chant voice reduces in intensity. Then he goes here and there and starts searching from where this chant is coming. His master is sleeping on the bed. Then he goes inside the bed and he finds that the chant is coming from the bed. And Swami Rama is sleeping. So he goes and puts his ear on the chest, and there is a loud voice, Ram, Ram, Ram. Then he puts the voice, his ears on his head. There is a Ram and Ram and Ram. And then he puts his ears on his feet. There is still the voice, Ram and Ram and Ram. And by the time his master wakes up and he says, what are you doing? He says, I am searching the source of this chanting, Ram, Ram, from where it is coming. And it was coming from your body. Rama says, Ramatirtha says, oh, that's a natural. You are hearing now, it's coming from long time. I am not doing this. This has become spontaneous, automatic. There was a time I used to chant loudly. That is the first step. Then after some time, this chanting outside stopped. Here also there are different stages, 1, 2, 3. One is with rosary, second without rosary, and third, you move lips, that's it, only lips, others do not hear. In the first stage, others hear. Second stage, moving lips, or moving lips, whispering, and third, not even whispering. You just move lip, other person cannot hear. But that is the first step, with mouth. Or rosary. The second step is inside the mind. And third, automatic. The whole body is saying Ram, Ram, and Ram. That is the highest stage, the intense stage. But that happens only when somebody has practiced these two stages for a very long time, for an extended period, where your being has become one with the chant. Then you don't have to remember, you don't have to think. It has become ajapa jap. You are not chanting. This is the chantless chant. This is natural chant, the highest chant. And Hindu literature calls it anhadnad. Anhad, there are two types of sounds. One is by striking. Another is without striking. One is by strike, when you hit like this. So there is a strike. This is known as ahat. Ahat means when there is a touch. Two things, there is a friction. That is ahat, when you do like this. The second is anhad. This is without friction. This is also known as clapping with one hand. One is this. Another is this. So yogi, in the higher stages of consciousness, reaches this stage where he starts hearing the voice, the divine, the highest. You can see yogi sitting like this. How can they sit like this for such a long time? They don't feel like to open the eyes and see something, what's happening outside. They don't have to do anything. They are full. Whatever you achieve in the world, they achieve inside. They don't need anything of this world. They are, all entertainment is within. All food is within. All water is within. All nutrition is within. Nothing they need from this world. No interaction. All service is within. So you don't need anything from outside. But this is a very high stage of consciousness. So Baba says, Rajyoga is not about sitting somewhere. I am soul and now he is supreme soul. These are initial stages. In the highest stage, you come to that third stage where it is a japa jap, the chantless chant. Your lips are not saying Baba, Baba, Baba. Baba says, what is the point of just saying Baba? At times he says, yes, you should keep on saying Baba, Baba. But then many times he has said, simply saying Baba, Baba is not going to help you. It is just like bhakti. Remember with heart. So when you start remembering with heart for a long time, a stage comes when you don't do all that. When his remembrance becomes spontaneous, that is a stage you need to come. But this needs intense love. This needs practice. This needs a very disciplined life. Without that, it will not happen. If you want to make something very much natural, you must practice and practice and practice for extended period of time. So Baba says, Jab Sahib. Sahib is known. God is known as Sahib. The Lord. The Master. Remember Him. And then you get happiness. There is no happiness here in this world. Or the world has become full of sorrow. A cottage of sorrow. So the only method to achieve happiness is to know Him. So there are different methods of remembering God. What are they? Different methods of remembering. How to remember Him? First, by different relationships. That's one method, sambandh. You form a relationship with Him, a very strong relationship, and you start remembering Him. Just as they talk of Meera, she established the relationship with God as her lover, husband. Hanuman, who established the relationship with God as if God is master and he is servant. He is mother, he is father, he is preceptor, whatever. So you choose your favorite relationship with Him and work on it. But walk intensely. That should not be just for show off, but that should be a very real relationship. If you make Him your friend, then you have to behave with Him as if you behave with your physical friends. You talk with Him. You chit-chat with Him, and you play with Him, and you share with Him anything rubbish. Do you don't plan when you go to meet your friend? Do you plan that I am going to talk this with Him? You just talk. So also, the first method is relationship with Him. The second method is, that's also remembrance. Complain. So you go and complain to him. That's also one of the methods. Because you are not going any other to human beings, you are going to him. So you do complain. The third is prayer. You pray to him. That's also one of the methods to remember. The fourth, invocation. Yeah, Ahvan. You call him, come, invoke him. That's also a method of remembrance. Next, you ask something. I need this. One is to pray. Another is ask. I don't want to ask human beings. You go and ask him, I need money, please send fast. Though you are asking for worldly things, but you are going only to him, not to human beings. Not to. You ask for worldly things, for money or wealth or anything. But that's also a method of remembering, because you are remembering only one and no one else. So asking, then, thanksgiving. This is best method to remember God, gratitude. When you remember him, by thanking him, that whatever you have given me, it's enough for me. I am thankful rather than, this is also a method, complaining, but this is little lower. But there are again two. One is complaining with love, and another is fighting and shouting. Sometimes you can get angry with him. That's also a method. You are angry with him. You want to shout at him. So that's also a method. But thanksgiving is a very powerful method. Extremely powerful tool. That you are expressing thanks. It's another is respecting him. Another is in the path of bhakti, they do aarti, or there is something known as they glorify him, praise him. So praising is one of the methods. You are so good, you are this, you are that. In the path of bhakti, they praise a lot. So praising is the method. Appreciation, praising. Christianity, they use the word eulogize God. Eulogize. So that is known as eulogizing. In Hindi, they call it stavan. Stavan means you praise. Durga stavan, Ganesh stavan, whatever God, goddess are there, you praise them. That you are everything. When they go to Ganesh, Ganesh is everything. When they go to Hanuman, Hanuman, you are everything. When they go to Ram, Ram is everything. And some people see that nobody gets angry. So they pray to everyone, turn by turn. So they keep good balance. And none should be missed. If you go to some of the houses, they have pictures of everyone in their small temple, home temple. Hanuman is also there, Ganesh is also there. Everyone is there. You name and they have it. And lot of books, praise books. So one of the methods of remembering God is praise him. Other method is just, that is also before that. Other method is you chant his name. That is also remembering him. You keep on chanting his name. Take a rosary and start Ram, 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 Ram. Om Namah Shiva or whatever. Any method you can use. But you keep on chanting his name. 108 times. Thousands of times. So start doing this. Then another is Samarpan. That's also a method of remembering. Whatever you do, Shri Krishna Arpanam Mastu. You offer unto him. So whatever you do, offer unto him. Offer unto him. This is for you. This is for you. This is for you. This is one of the methods of remembering. Other method is offering bhog, offering food to him. This is also like samarpan. So that's also a method of remembering God. What else? How to remember him? You think that everything he is doing, he is karan karavanhar. He is doing everything. There is nothing happening without his will. So everything is with his will. And I accept sorrow, happiness, everything. This is the method people have resorted. Thy will shall be done. Your will it is. So I have no objection. Drama is, in Gyan we can say, drama is more kalyankari than your desire. One is drama, another is desire. So I want my desire to be fulfilled. But drama doesn't want that. So drama and desire. Desire is not Kalyankari, is not beneficial. But drama is. So drama is better than your desire. So to think that everything is His will, this is also remembering God. What else? How do you remember Him? You go in silence. But how do you remember? Methods of remembering. Become soul conscious and remember Him. Okay, what else? Write a letter to Him. Yeah, this is a method of magic. You write to Him. One is singing, one is writing, and another is listen to Him. That's also remembering. Listen to His stories. Respect those who love Him. Means like respecting saints, great souls, because they love Him. So that is also the method. Baba says, there are souls who love me too much, and those who respect them, I love them also. So you can devise your own methods. But see that His remembrance stays with you all the time. There cannot be one method of Rajyoga. Rajyoga is not about technique. It's the mind conditioning where the mind is trained to remember Him. So this is what is Jap Sai. Om Shanti.